Welcome to AI and Marketing, your daily news update curated by Stan Bertello and generated by AI.
Today is Monday, April 29th. Here is what we are covering. Dialing in on the latest Apple chatter, the tech giant is reopening discussions with OpenAI about potentially integrating artificial intelligence features into future iPhones. This rekindling of conversation suggests a possible new agreement, aiming to enhance the next system update with OpenAI's AI capabilities. As further insight into Apple's AI strategy gets revealed, CEO Tim Cook envisions transformative advancements for users, celebrating the immense potential of generative AI, and is seemingly endeavoring to launch AI features on a very thoughtful basis. A recent investigation by Wired has revealed a proliferation of explicit AI girlfriend ads on Meta's platforms, including Facebook and Instagram. Despite Meta's advertising policies, which prohibit adult content, the search found at least 29,000 of these ads featuring sex-related messaging. Upon contact, Meta spokesperson Ryan Daniels stated that the company was reviewing these ads and would take action if policies were violated. Yet, Wired reportedly found that several thousand ads were still active days later. In a first-of-its-kind move, Pope Francis is attending the G7 summit to discuss the challenges and ethics of artificial intelligence development with world leaders. Hosting the meeting, scheduled for June, is Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who believes the Pope's participation will be key in shaping an ethical and cultural regulatory framework for AI. This comes as Italy, under Meloni's leadership, recently enacted legislation governing the domestic AI market. The Pope has been vocal in the past about the need for international oversight to ensure AI development benefits humanity and promotes global peace. Gen Zers increasingly opt for blue-collar jobs over traditional white-collar roles or higher education. Primary reasons cited include economic considerations, such as high college fees, and fears of AI replacing many white-collar jobs. Additionally, this generation views blue-collar jobs as offering better job security and the potential for higher earnings. Contemporary perceptions and values also see Gen Z appreciating hands-on work and job roles that offer tangible results. BBC presenter Liz Bonin found herself at the center of controversy when her voice and likeness, produced by AI-generated cloning technology, were used without permission in an ad campaign for an insect repellent spray. The incident came to light when Bonin's management discovered the unauthorized usage of her likeness in online ads. The company responsible for the ads, Incognito, had been fooled by scammers who used AI to mimic Bonin's voice and offered fake endorsements. This misuse of AI technology illuminates serious ethical and legal concerns related to consent, potential deception, and the need for regulatory oversight of advanced AI technologies in media and advertising. Alphabet, Google's parent company, has reported strong growth in its quarterly revenue, citing its core businesses of search engine and YouTube as major contributors. Revenue touched $80.5 billion, a 15% increase from last year, also surpassing analysts' estimate of $78.8 billion. In another first, Alphabet announced a stock dividend for shareholders and approved a share repurchase program worth $70 billion. The company, while continuing its stronghold on online advertising, has also been aggressively pushing into artificial intelligence, incorporating it into multiple areas of its product portfolio. Have a great Monday and an amazing week.
Thank you for tuning in to AI and Marketing. If you want to learn more, check out the episode description. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Contact us to learn how to launch your own AI-generated podcast at nitromarketing.com. That's NYTRO marketing.com. See you tomorrow for more AI and tech news.